Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert.
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on today's episode, I'm interviewing Ella of Ella Does Effects, a fantastic special effects and makeup artist. Now, she's gone absolutely viral over on social media, especially on TikTok. She's now hit 1.7 million followers, and her videos literally get millions and millions of views. But before we get into the interview, make sure you check out our show notes below where you can see the social media handles for Ella Does Effects. Honestly, the photos, the videos, especially here, I'm looking at it right now on TikTok, they genuinely are phenomenal. So go and check those out and make sure you're following her on social media. Ella's also worked at Farmageddon since 2017 as a scare actor, so we talk a little bit about that in the interview today as well. So, that brings us to the perfect time to start this interview. Enjoy!
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi folks, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Ella of Ella Does Effects. Ella, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. So, we have to talk about it. We talk about it with everyone. How's lockdown been for you? How have you been through this crazy 12 months of COVID?
It just feels like it's been going on for so long now. Like, it's just taken forever. Yes. I've had a lot more time to sort of get involved with my makeup more. Definitely a lot more time to, you know, do that. So it's had its ups and downs, to be fair. But yeah, no, I'm doing okay.
Good. And there's light at the end of the tunnel as well.
Exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah.
And like you say, you've been able to work more on your special effects and your makeup as well. So I suppose, that, like you say, there's pros and cons to everything, especially with COVID as well, it seems.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, let's get straight into it then. Let's talk about your special effects, your makeup. And if anyone wants to check out the Instagram page while we're talking to Ella now, it's Ella Does Effects. That's F and X. I'll put it in the show notes below so you can link straight there. Also on Facebook, on TikTok as well. And you know what? Let's talk about TikTok because 1.7 million followers... Wow.
I know, it's crazy.
That is incredible.
It literally just blew up. Like, it was such an overnight thing as well, so yeah.
But it's good.
It's insane.
What I do like as well, and if any of our listeners aren't savvy on TikTok, it's another social media platform. It's hilarious and incredible, and there's so many talented people on there as well, and that's what I'm liking to see. I like that someone like yourself, a very talented artist, is getting the followers rather than some of those idiots that just get followers for wearing booty shorts. Do you know what I'm saying?
We've got to make money somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, again, guys, check out, if you're on TikTok, it's Ella Does Effects. Go and follow on there. So yeah, check out the social media pages and just look at the amazing art on there. Ella, how did you get into makeup and special effect? I mean, you can do loads of different stuff, but you do go down that darker route as well. You know, I'm looking at burns, I'm looking at blood, I'm looking at scary teeth. First of all, what sort of got you into you know, being a makeup artist?
Well, I've always been into makeup from a younger age, and I've always sort of had that love for horror as well, especially like even my family, like every Halloween we'd always do something big. But how I really became into special effects was when I started working at scare attractions. I think it was just sitting in the makeup chair. I'd always be like, oh, I'd love to do this. I'd love to be able to just turn myself into these creatures and characters using makeup.
Of course.
And so, yeah, that was just one day. And then I just indulged in so much, like, effects makeup, spent so much money on something I had no clue about. And then, yeah, just started teaching myself.
I bet. So you're self-taught? It's not like anyone taught you anything? Mm-hmm. So how do you go about self-teaching? Is it lots of YouTube videos and just lots of trial and error, I guess?
Mm-hmm. It's loads of practice. That's the main thing. And yeah, lots of YouTube videos, just seeing how other people do it. Testing different products because, you know, so many people have their own preferences and all that. But yeah, just lots of practice, really.
Perfect. And
yeah, that's it, really.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So that was working at Scare Attractions. Is that Farmageddon?
Yeah, well, I've worked at two Scare Attractions. I've worked at one abroad, and then obviously the one I'm working at now, Farmageddon, that's where sort of the makeup happened.
Okay.
Sitting in the makeup chair there made me think, oh, I'd love to get involved in this and, you know, turn myself into creepy characters.
definitely. I want to talk a little bit more about Farmageddon in a bit as well, though. But you mentioned you worked somewhere abroad. Where was that?
I worked at this... I used to live in Malta for 10 years.
Okay.
And
wow.
my last year living there, there was a small little scare attraction called Dara Wash, which is Horror House, translated in English. It was only like a three-day attraction. But yeah, that was my first ever sort of horror-related attraction.
Right. And I find that... When people like you and me, people in the scare industry, in this sort of crazy love of horrors and haunts and stuff like that, it seems to me that once you go to one, you kind of get hooked.
Yeah, definitely. Like, when I knew I was coming back to live in Liverpool, I knew I had to work at Farmageddon. Like, I knew I just had to.
Definitely. And when you did start at Farmageddon, was that a few years ago now?
Mm-hmm. That was 2017 when I joined.
Okay, awesome. So you've been there a few years, and you joined. Did you join as part of the acting team first?
Yeah, I joined as a scare actor.
Perfect. And you were scare acting the last time we saw you as well. You were heading up Meat Knocker.
Yeah.
Awesome. So working at Farmageddon, that basically, although you've always enjoyed horror and you've always enjoyed makeup, that because you were seeing all these amazing people getting, you know, made up to look like mutated pigs or crazy farmers or whatnot you've got there, that sort of drove your passion to learn the skills and to you know, create pieces yourself. Does that mean you're now more involved with the makeup at Farmageddon, or are you solely a scare actor there?
There's been many times where I've sort of helped out the makeup team. I've never been officially on the makeup team, but there have been situations where I've helped out. You're making prosthetics or applying makeup. But yeah, it's a bit of different. It's a bit of everything, really.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Excellent. You wear multiple hats.
Yes.
Awesome. So I'm guessing you were just as gutted as I was. Obviously, COVID has been terrible for everyone. But last year, we did have a handful of events possible to open. And unfortunately, Farmageddon was on that list of closures. I bet you were gutted.
It was so strange because I think the last time I had the Halloween off was about 2015. So to not have anything to do around October was just the most strangest situation.
I bet.
I think it was the same for everyone working there, to be honest. We were just like, what do we do?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Especially when, you know, each year, I'm sure you get new actors every year, but each time you go back, you meet up with the people that you might not have seen for the last, you know, 11, 12 months. And it's not only a job, but it's a passion, it's community as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, definitely, yeah. It's like a little reunion every time we see each other. So
I bet, yeah.
Yeah, it was a shame to not see each other this year, but it was better to be on the safe side.
Yeah, definitely. And Farmageddon, it's unfortunate because although the mazes are there all year round, you know, they can literally, you know, turn a key, open a door, you know, check some lights and whatnot and do the safety checks and they're there. But it is actually, surprisingly, quite a heavily indoor event, isn't it, really? It's the whole sort of, you know, every attraction apart from the zombie paintball is an indoor attraction. But even the, you know, other parks where you might have a big open field as their sort of centerpiece mingling area and entertainment area, with Farmageddon it's all indoors, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's kind of impossible.
And a lot of close contact as well, so it's
absolutely,
it would have been difficult to sort of keep it going.
Definitely. So it was the right decision for them to not open. I bet it killed you to see all these other attractions opening, though.
I know. Well, that's a good thing. It was sort of fun to experience some other attractions, because that's what we did last year. We went to a different attractions that were open around the UK, and it was a fun, different, you know, different experience. You get to be on like the other side, getting scared instead of always scaring. So
absolutely,
it was definitely a fun experience.
Definitely. And last year, well, not last year, the year before, you were heading up Meat Locker. Is that one of your favorite attractions at Farmageddon, or are they all just pretty damn good? I love them all.
I love them all. Meat Locker is definitely more of a homey sort of house, just because, you know, Meat Locker was amazing the year before. But I don't know. I don't even think I can pick a favourite, to be honest.
Yeah, it's tough, especially when you're working in them as well. You see them on both sides, don't you? So
yeah, because I've worked, like the years I've worked there, I think I've worked in every single house now. So they all have that sort of, I have that bond with them all.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and it's a quality event, and fingers crossed they come back bigger and better for the 2021 season.
Definitely.
But talking more about Ella Does Effects, first of all, where do your ideas come from? Because I'm checking these out, and obviously there's some that I can see are like, that's kind of an Alice in Wonderland feel, and that's sort of It feel. And I mean, you made Tinkerbell look like terrifying. Where do these ideas come from? Again, are you just sort of like, is it something that you might be scrolling on yourself and go, I could do a version of that? Or do you sometimes think, I've got a bell dress, so I'm going to dress up as a burnt bell? How does that sort of pan out?
To be fair, it's a bit of everything, because, you know, I follow a lot of other artists. I get a lot of inspiration from other people. But yeah, a lot of it is just like ideas that pop into my head and I think, oh, I'm going to do that. And then it all just comes together, really.
Definitely. So what's the sort of the process you take when it comes to making your content? I'm guessing a lot of people are checking out your TikTok videos, mainly, you know, some of these are getting millions of views. Do you have an idea? If anyone, again, sorry, talking in TikTok speech, but they have certain transitions, certain trends, certain hashtags and certain dances. Do you sort of also create your work based on those trends within social media as well?
Yeah, so that's one thing that I've learned with TikTok, is it's so important to keep on trends. I try and make the trends relative to my sorts of content, whether that's transitions, music, but yeah, keeping on trends and all that, yeah.
Definitely. But also sort of keeping true to yourself as well. It's nice to have
the... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it would look weird for Alice in Wonderland to be doing the bus it challenge, wouldn't it? It wouldn't quite make sense. Or it doing the silhouette challenge. Although that would probably work. It could probably work.
That would work. I think I've seen that before, to be fair.
Well, there you go. See, every idea can be a good idea if you try hard enough. Let's talk more about the special effects side of things as well, because obviously your makeup is phenomenal. I'm just scrolling through the TikTok, and there's some really cool stuff. And what I like as well is that, especially in these videos, half of them you do two faces, really, or even three. You'll do your nice, I hate the word nice, but quote unquote nice, pretty, normal, slash, you know, Alice in Wonderland, for example, you do your normal makeup, but then you'll do the transition, and Jesus Christ, you're fucking terrifying. Again, does that just mean that you've basically just got to create multiple pieces to get one video, really?
Yeah, so it is a very long process. I think on average it takes me about 6 to 8 hours from start to finish, because obviously, like, I have to create content for the glam walk, and then I have to figure out transitions between the glam to like the gore look, and then I have to take photos in between.
That's the word I wanted. Then, the glam look. There's me going, nice, normal, pretty,
the glam.
The glam look and the horrifying look. Definitely. And because of the terrifying and horrifying look as well, you do a lot of special effects as well. There's a picture that, which is actually I'm using as the promo image for this interview, where it looks like there's a full-on brain just at the top. How do you, again, is that just you learning on YouTube and coming up with your own ideas to create these crazy sort of special effects?
Well, yeah, it's especially, again, it's other artists that I see. I think there was someone named Agnes Gore who created like the sort of brain coming out of a head look, and I was like, oh my God, need to recreate this right now. I already had a brain prosthetic.
Perfect.
Just lying about.
As you do. I think I've got mine somewhere. I don't know where it is.
And then, yeah, just sort of made a bald cap and then stuck it on and then prosthetics around the edges. And then, yeah, just a shit ton of fake
blood. You make it sound so easy. but the stuff is really quality. Like I say, you've got the special effects stuff. You've got the... there's a nice sort of theme of Disney Princesses Gone Wrong as well. I'm really enjoying...
That's the theme
it's
right
really,
now.
It's really, really cool. And then, I mean, your most recent one, it's this sort of... The Cheshire Cat. I mean... That is just phenomenal. I'm not just saying this because you're on here now, but it just, you've made it look like that you've got fur with, I'm guessing that's paint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, is that just another,
well, just water-based
is that
paint.
Another sort of skill that you've just taught yourself over time?
Well, yeah, it's just techniques. I'm like learning how to create some sort of textures. It's like shadows. It's all that. Yeah, you just learn over time.
Definitely. And... Let's say, so you've been doing this, obviously you started Farmageddon in 2017, and over the years you've got just a more of a love for special effects and horror and makeup, and it seems to be in like the last sort of year or two, you've really, really just, the sky's the limit now, you've really rocketed. Try and think back over the last couple of years of you creating these amazing features. Have you got any specific favourites that people should be checking out now, either on your Instagram or on your TikTok? That's probably a hard and loaded question, isn't it? But is there anything that really jumps out to you as like, I really enjoyed that, or I hated that because it took forever to put the pins on my face, or have you got any?
Oh, that one, yeah.
I bet that was a killer.
That one, oh my God, that was so frustrating because I had to make the pins as well.
Wow.
I made them out of plastic, obviously, safety. I didn't want to put any pins near my face. So I think I made about almost 100 pins. I had to individually stick them to my face.
Wow.
Yeah, that one took all night. So that was probably the most frustrating look I've done.
So we've got most frustrating. What's the one you're most proud of?
Oh, most proud. See, that's a very hard question because I feel like I'm proud of all of them.
Of course,
in a sense, and
so,
in their own
yeah.
different ways.
Absolutely.
I'm not actually too sure. I'm just scrolling through mine now, to be fair. Trying to think of some. One I really, really loved just because of how well it did and like how much I was actually able to pull this off was the Spider Queen look.
Okay, yes.
I just think that looks super creepy and yeah, just I love
Definitely.
It.
Definitely, it's awesome. It really is. And again, scrolling through, there's some really grim special effects.
Trypophobia.
Oh, it makes me feel sick just looking at it. Guys, just go on Instagram and look at it now. It's grim. Right, I'm going to come off that because I'm going to go back to your nice, pretty Disney princess versions. There we go. That's better. But like I say, guys, everyone listening to this interview now, make sure you head over to social media. It's Ella Does Effects on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Are those all the social medias you've got? Have I missed one?
Yes. Nope. There's Facebook, Instagram, and then TikTok.
Perfect. Excellent. So there you go. Yeah, Ella Does Effects. Have you got any in the pipeline coming up that you can give us a scoop on what might be coming next? And have you got any sort of wish list looks that you'd like to do? Any specific characters or any ideas that you got that you'll want to try in the future?
Well, I'm still currently working on my Disney series, so I've got so many more looks planned for that.
Amazing.
My main focus lately is TikTok just because of how well it's doing lately. So I just want to like further that.
Definitely.
So yeah, I've got so many TikTok videos planned that are super exciting as well. But yeah, just going with the flow really and seeing what more I can create.
Yeah, 100%, definitely. I think that kind of wraps this up then really. And I'm guessing you'll be at Farmageddon for this 2021 season?
Yes, definitely.
Amazing. You can give us a scare in a meat locker again. Definitely.
Can't wait.
Awesome. I think that brings us to the end then. Ella, a huge thank you for joining us on the Scare Trap podcast. Stay safe and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scare Trap podcast. UVE are a multi-award winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Ella for coming on to the Scare Trap podcast. And like I said many times throughout that interview, go and follow her on social media now. You will not regret it. Some phenomenal work on there. Very, very talented. And we look forward to seeing her this year at Farmageddon. So that brings us almost to the end of this episode. We just have a few announcements moving forward. Our next scare attraction haunt that we should, fingers crossed, COVID permitting, you know, it's all going ahead, it's all been confirmed, but the next attraction we will be reviewing will be Fearfield's Psychopath the Drive-Thru, which is coming to Thornton Hall in April. That will be our next on location review episode. But over the next few weeks, we have got more episodes coming up. We've got some more interviews planned. We've also got another online escape room game that we're doing with Dan and Jess of UK Haunters, another escape game by Hourglass Escapes over in Seattle. So I'm very excited to check that out. And of course, there will be a full in-depth review episode about that as well. We'll be doing another movie review with Dan shortly too, so plenty coming up here on the Scare Trap podcast. If you're listening to this today, the day of recording, which is the 9th of March 2021, then we are currently running our special photography and model feature on our Instagram page. Basically, if you are a photographer that has done any horror, haunt, spooky kind of shoots, or if you are a model who's done any haunt, horror, spooky, Halloween-y style shoots, then send us in your photos to be featured on the Scare Trap podcast Facebook and Instagram page. It's going to be highlighted on our Instagram story, so it'll stay there forever. And we just want to celebrate the people that create quality portraits, really. We've done celebrations throughout the whole 12 months just gone purely because of how, you know, how little events we have and how much the community, unfortunately, has gone quiet purely because there's been no ScareCon. There's been no ScareCon Aftershock. There's been very little events over Halloween compared to what there usually is. So we wanted to keep that, you know, the haunt community alive and vibrant here in the UK, which is why we've done things like Scare Actors Week, Special Effects in MUA Week. We've done Performers Week. And now we're doing Horror Photography Week. So like I say, if you are a photographer that has shot any horrifying sort of shoots, like anything spooky, anything Halloween style, send in your photos to ScareTrack. And likewise, if you are a model also who's done a spooky, horrifying kind of shoot, then again, just send your photos in. You can send them anyway, either direct to our email, scaretrack@gmail.com, or the best way is via our social media channels. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. And of course, check out the show notes below. All our social media handles are on there as well. Also, last bit of news now, which I'm very excited about. I've been asked to go on the panel for a Fear Expo. It's a brand new expo in the US, all about haunts and scare attractions. And I've been asked by the team over there to join their COVID roundtable panel. So going to be talking about the restrictions we saw here in the UK this past Halloween season. Talking obviously about the social distancing, the masks, the signage, the different tiers that we had here. I'm sure the guys in the States would want to hear on how it's changed, even though we're such a small country. You know, the tier system really did affect us last Halloween. So we've got to look into that and, of course, talk about what we can do moving forwards into a hopefully COVID-free year. But, yeah, that's the roundtable on Fear Expo. A huge thank you to the guys at Fear Expo for reaching out to me for joining that. I do sincerely appreciate it. Of course, I'm not a know-it-all. It's not like I ran any attractions last season, but we have spoke to a number of operators. And, yeah, I'm going to be chatting all about that with some great people. People from over in the States. Spencer Terry from Fear Factory SLC. Going to be talking to Scott Swenson as well. We actually interviewed both of those guys here on the Scare Trap podcast. So if you want to hear their episodes, just head back. We talked to Spencer Terry all about the COVID-19 contingency plan and, of course, a little bit about Fear Factory at Salt Lake City as well. But we've also spoke to Scott Swenson about his brand new book, about, well, it was a brand new book when we interviewed him last year, but we've also discussed his time at Busch Gardens, Howlow Scream, how he created the first ever sort of scare attraction where you went alone at a theme park in the States. We got up to some fantastic conversations. So yeah, fantastic episodes. You could go and check them out. They really did just tell us all here on the Scare Trap podcast. Other than that, I think it's time to end this episode. A huge thank you for listening. Remember, you can get everything Scare Trap related, including our scare cams, our podcasts, absolutely everything, including our merchandise, over on our website, scaretrack.co.uk. A huge thank you for listening, and let's get scared.